Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ of Light. The message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. Now, if you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, we do our best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you're calling to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we can get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like asking your questions over the air or giving your prayer requests over the air, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com, and I will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you that's listening and follow us on Broad Talk Radio, this is Monday and 7 p.m. You know what we've been doing. The angel messenger speaks today as our brother Eddie Lee hits us off on this Monday. And as we await to our brother to get on, once again, I want to take this opportunity to thank the Lord Jesus for all of you that are listening to the broadcast. According to the dashboard here on Blog Talk Radio, as it seemed to list the top five countries that are listening to us on the broadcast, I want to shout out to those of you listening in the United States. Those of you that's listening in Canada and South Korea, welcome United Kingdom. Welcome to the broadcast. Uganda, welcome as well. And every country that I have not named that is listening to this broadcast, we want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. And truly, indeed, it's a blessing this day to be able to come before you guys at this hour and to give the message of the Lord Jesus Christ to the people this day. It is a blessing, once again, that God has put strength in our bodies and breath in our bodies to do such a great responsibility that he has placed upon his servants. And my aim is to please him and that which he have committed to my trust. Glory be to God. And once again, you know, this is a very critical time on this earth. And we have to get ourselves in a position to come closer to the Lord. Because without him, there is no way we will be able to survive even the things that are yet to come upon this earth. There are greater things that lie ahead. And the Lord is calling us to get prepared. The number one thing that you have to be prepared is spiritually, okay, because that's going to come down to the grand scheme of everything. You know, that's going to be it, to be prepared spiritually. You know, we have talked to you guys about saving food and water and things of that nature, and that is a direction from the Lord. But above that, we have to be ready spiritually, because you can have all the food and water, but if you don't get yourself ready together spiritually, I mean, when it come down to it, as I read to you guys, reports on the third century church who were persecuted, and the Lord said the same. Tomorrow, I think I'm going to be coming back with part two to that concerning the persecution. But you know, you're going to be approached and addressed. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in him? And this is not going to be anything ordinary, people. This is very serious. Our brothers and sisters in other countries they're facing the highest level of persecution there is. I mean, their lives are straightway threatened concerning their faith in Christ. We right now, I say for right now here in America, we can go out into the streets right now and holler at the top of our voice, we love Jesus. And for right now, the worst thing that you would see maybe or encounter is either some people looking at you like you're crazy, and someone may say a few, you know, choice words that is not good to you. But as far as you looking at a cop or something getting out of his vehicle, beating you and wrapping you side the head and then dragging you to a place of a court, you ain't got to face that right now. You're not facing that now here in this nation. In the other nations, they are facing this for the gospel's sake. They are being brought before judges and being thrown in prison. And as I told you before, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS, none of them is reporting on what is done to the Christians in these other countries. They're not too much going to report that. The last thing I think they reported to that was when Barack was president and ISIS cut off those men's heads. You know, it was 21 of them. And they had a little news clip on that. But that's as far as it went. And it wasn't like they was doing a whole news story on that. In other words, most of your news lasts about 30 minutes. And it wasn't like they was doing a whole 30-minute show or a special on that. They gave us a few minutes, and then that was it. My Lord. This is the word of warning today. To all of you that's listening, get ready. Too many of God's people have taken for granted the warning of the Lord. Some of you are wrapped up in, quote, kingdom spouses and getting money and things of that nature. And you are ignoring the overall warning that comes from the Lord about get ready. And you think that the words get ready is always meaning cars and houses and husbands and wives. But the Lord is warning his people today. And I want to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom.
Amen. Amen. God bless.
Complete your statement, brother.
Well, actually, I did when you came in and heard on it, but I just was letting the people know that the Lord is warning his people today to get prepared, to get ready. You know, brother, many of us think that when we hear the words from the Lord, get ready, we think of cars and houses and wives and husbands. You know, we gonna get, you know, because right now, you know, on the social media, you have a whole lot of quote prophets coming up, and they're telling you, the Lord said that your kingdom spouse is doing this, and your kingdom spouse is thinking of you. They almost sound like a soap opera, but you know, the overall warning of the Lord, many of his people are ignoring, especially here in the United States, especially here.
Yes. I want to say, because of the grace of God in Christ, I'm here today. And His loving compassion is shine upon me and my household. And again, once again, we have the privilege and liberty for Nathaniel Hunt, elder. And later down the road, you might hear the Lord might put upon him apostleship. He won't take it unto himself to honor him, but only when the Lord do it, then it would be a marvelous thing in the eyes of those that hear and see. But can I take the honor of ourselves to make ourselves make ourselves a minister of God? We can't take that. It has to be given to us of him. So, and imparted to us for us to represent him in his kingdom. I am thankful just to be a servant of Christ, a follower, a lover of Christ and his gospel. So I greet you today in an awesome, royal, kingly name, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord Jesus the Christ in the English language. And to all my brethren in every part of the earth and wherever you may be, who are seated in Christ in heavenly places, Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 2, where we are seated together with him in heavenly places in Christ. And I am grateful to the blood-washed, redeemed, resurrected believers in Christ who conquered Satan, sin, death, and the grave. And he is at the right hand of the Father as our faithful high priest interceding to come back as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and the judge of all the earth. By the way, before that happens, great and marvelous things are yet to be, along with the shaking of all nations. And I myself, Brother Eddie Lee, a part of the kingdom of God in Christ, part of the redeemed in Christ, and also part of the branch referred to as the Church of Christ with the Elijah message. Part of the body of believers of the redemption body of Christ worldwide. We have a message, a warning given to us to share with all believers and all outside of Christ and all the world and all nations and all governments. We are small, insignificant people, but the remnant of Christ is always a small, insignificant in the beginning. But when he gets a chance to move upon them, the whole world will know of this. Hallelujah. 12 men, Jesus called out 12 men, later on 72. And they turned the world upside down after the day of Pentecost. So today, we are privileged to say to all of you suffering, beloveds in parts of the earth, who are going through so much of a difficult day that Jesus tell us would come, and the prophets told us they all would come. So nothing is strange is happening in the earth that the Bible and the prophets and Jesus has not told us. So we should not be amazed or surprised. And you can just read Matthew 24 and Luke 21. When Jesus was about to finish his course on this earth, he gave a picture and narrative to his apostles and disciples what would take place in this generation just before the close of this age and just before he returns. And if you read that and study that and go back and connect it with the prophet says in the Old Testament and all what the Revelation fulfilled in the last book in your Bridge Version Bible, we are here by privilege and ordination by God in Christ that we are alive in this dispensation and this generation. So I say to all the nations of my brothers, whether you're in a great, great persecution under a despot or tyranny ruler, whether you're in communism, Marxism, socialism, Islam, Hinduism, wherever you are, the Lord knows where you're at. Lord Jesus, I'm talking about Yeshua Mashiach, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead, has committed all things to the Son of God, Therefore, no man can come to the Father except by Jesus. Nobody can bypass the Lord Jesus. Nobody can get to the Father. Nobody can get life through the Lord Jesus. There is no other passageway, no door. The Father has given all things to the Son. All judgment, the Father has said, the Son giveth life. The Father giveth life, so the Son giveth. And so the Son of God is telling the world through this message and warning that he's about to come and about he's about to shake the heavens and the earth. So we have good news for you, beloved. Out of all this happening, we got good news for you. We got wonderful news for you. Great news, the greatest news. It's called the restoration of the everlasting gospel and redemptive plan of Christ in its perfection. Thinking, brother, so many things, as you see, are coming to pass so great, so you know, so fast. The scriptures are being, the prophets are being so fulfilled right before our eyes. You were talking about all the, and I don't want to be so offensive, but you know, you cannot read the prophets of the Bible all the way. And often we forget the prophetic call and ministry, especially from the old to the new. The only difference when we're under grace and redemption, the prophets in the new. But the prophets, they were raised up to be an instrument to his chosen people, Israel, still on a straight path and all of their steps. They were very rebellious. Israel was a very hard-hearted, rebellious people.
Yes.
And they were stiff-necked and hard-headed. And they would soon break their covenant and go back into idolatry, continually doing it over and over again. But great, the Lord had made a promise with Abram, who later became Abraham. And a covenant, I will bless the whole earth and all nations through his seed. And he would bring salvation, deliverance, and light to the whole world using the Israel people.
Amen.
And so we're grateful for God's plan. It's not that Israel was so good or nice. They were very hard-headed people.
Amen.
But they were very stiff-necked, rebellious people.
Amen.
But in spite of that, the Lord God keepeth his word. And he said to Abram, who was later called Abraham, when his faith was tested, he was promoted to Abraham and given a land. He said, I'm going to make your seed be my seeds and my sons and my daughters, and I'm going to use them to bring light and salvation, deliverance to the whole world.
Amen.
And so the God of Israel is often spoken of by Abraham, the father of our faith. As you read Genesis 14 to 14, 18 chapter, beginning of his covenant with this special man, Abraham.
Amen.
And to bring light to the nations and a hope to Israel and the Gentiles and to the whole world. And that light was primarily the Lord Jesus Christ and his word that would be written, called the Bible, and other scriptures outside of that. So we are blessed in America, which is called the Western Hemisphere nations, where we have much liberty and freedom, and we are, God gave it to us to be a light, America to be the light of the world in these last days, just like Jerusalem and Israel was. But America has done the same thing that Israel of old did. The same thing that Israel of old did. America has fallen into the same trap.
Amen.
But we got good news. In spite of all of that, we got good news.
Amen.
We got some wonderful news. The Lord know how to deliver his people out of darkness and bring them to the light. And everyone that would hear, and that they would hear the voice of this one that came into the earth to redeem and deliver. And he's called the only begotten. And the reason he's called the only begotten, because he's the only begotten of God.
Amen.
The begotten means, not the same that he had not sons and daughters by covenant, but the only begotten without sin, without iniquity, who came from heaven and became flesh and became man.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said. Jesus often would say, I go back to my Father where I came from after his resurrection. I go back to where I was before the world was.
Amen.
I ascend to my Father at his throne in his glory. And the glory that I had before the world existed, I received that glory, John 17. So here we are today. The earth is getting ready to be filled with the glory of God. I know we see the darkness and the evil and downfall of all nations, but something else is going to take place almost simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
The glory of the earth, the glory of the Most High is going to fill the earth, and knowledge
Amen.
Will fall at the dews of heaven, at the sands of the seashore to be revealed in such a way that darkness will be no more. Now,
Amen.
Today is a marvelous day because we see darkness, but we also see light. The people of God walk in the light. The children of the Lord, they are the children of the light. And the children of the world are called the children of darkness. The unredeemed. We all were in darkness. We were born in darkness and iniquity. So nobody can point a finger. But you can reach a helping hand to give to me. So my heart goes out to all the people around the other side of the earth to call. They are suffering much more than we are.
Amen.
We are suffering because we openly rebel against God.
Amen.
So the curse is upon many nations because the early church, they preached the gospel. Peter, James, and went to all the known world that they knew of. They didn't reach all the earth. But the part that they were reaching in the Far East and the Middle East, they reached many parts. And the people cast off the word, and so they are suffering still under darkness. Even those nations who killed Peter, James, John, and the other apostles. Now, right now, today, people wonder why we are on this broadcast. Is it just another scam? And that's just another preacher trying to fill their pockets with money and rose rods? No. You will hit this broadcast and you have not heard us ask you for any money in all of the 3 or 4 years we've been here. We don't have no scam. No, we don't have no magic tricks. We don't have no magic stones and water to give you. But we will give you the living water. And we will give you the living bread of life. And we're not asking you but one thing, listen and hear and learn. And if you find something that touches your heart in your life, that go back and testify the prophets, testify what Jesus and the apostles said, then you know it's on good ground. It's on good ground. We're not flawless. Yes, we make mistakes yet. No matter how much of the light of God truth you have, you will make a human error. You can make a human error. And you will make a human error. And so don't let nobody tell you how full of the Holy Ghost are. They don't make. They can't make an error. They're not infallible. There's only one infallible person that ever walked the earth. That was Jesus, who made no mistake, did no sin, no error at all.
Amen.
And so we are subject to humility and love that Christ might direct us and his grace might be sufficient. Now, tonight, I'm not going to tell you that you have to believe what we say, but we want you to hear it and consider it. Because if what we say is from the living God, you will have to give account of it. If it's not, you can ignore it. But I would say before you ignore it, and before you shut your ears, you better do what Peter and John told those rebellious Pharisees, Sadducees, Zealots, and Herodians. He told them, you had better, when they wanted them to shut their mouth and stop preaching Jesus in the kingdom of God and put them in jail. And Peter said, well, I'm just going to have to take your punishment because I'm going to preach what I know and I know and that I know that I know that I know. So you have to test it. put it to the test, and put it to the proper test. Okay. Well, hello, everybody. Sister Hella, that's you over there?
Stella?
Yeah, Sister Stella. Well, I always call y'all twins anyway, so when I call Hella, I'm calling you too. Stella and your Hella,
mm-hmm.
You know. Wow. I was thinking.
God bless you, Sister Anderson.
God bless.
Sister Anderson.
Amen.
What would happen if everyone would start helping one another, aiding one for good?
Mm-hmm. That's a question, brother. If everybody would start helping everyone, then...
for good. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Have you finished that statement? Helping
okay.
one another to do good.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of helper people willing to help you to do something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
I would just say, and it kind of goes along, that if everybody would start helping everyone to do good, you had mentioned it maybe Saturday night, that breach, you know, people don't realize that within the church there's a breach of unhealing, a breach
mm-hmm.
of, you know, people rather suffer in silence. The Lord gave
mm-hmm.
that to me 30 or 40 years ago when we were in Chicago at the church, that people rather suffer in silence than to tell somebody their troubles or what's going on or their needs. People don't realize a lot of time even prayer could help your situation.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. I, Jesus was our perfect example.
Yes.
And the prophet was a example in a symbolic way and sometimes in a real way. Helping people reveals much about you, your character, and your nature, and what you represent. Helping people do evil, wicked works, or ungodly reveals what's in your life and what's part of your life. If good people and spiritual people and often redeemed people just would say, let's see what we can do to help my neighbor in a real, genuine way so they can see Christ. But we're doing it not just so much, but we're doing it because love commands us. I said because goodness commands you to do it. Goodness inside of people commands people to do good.
Amen.
And love commands people to do good. But
Amen.
If the love of Christ, which is greater, the greater gift,
yes.
takes over us, the greater good is revealed. Now,
yeah.
it's just like if you can overcome evil and darkness, people would say, we are bound together to help our neighbor and do good. What is their greatest need and what is their present need? So it means to sacrifice your life in helping or giving others. So can I do for my neighborhood, the children in my neighborhood or the orphans or the lady on the block who has nobody cook for her or who come in and help her to clean her and put some food on her table or give her a courage of hope? Are the senior citizen people that are sitting there waiting to die and nobody cares about them, or the orphan home, the children sitting there and they're wondering why they are in this home and why they were rejected and why is my mama and daddy rejecting me and putting me in this home? They are crying out, why,
mm-hmm.
Lord, why am I unwanted?
Yeah.
Amen.
Do you know Jesus is concerned about those rejected children who are crying
mm-hmm.
out for their mother and fathers? and they wondering why they rejected them and mm-hmm. cast them off. So therefore,
yeah.
there's so much we can do to enlighten people to love by
mm-hmm.
coming to the rescue of their real needs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For years, I have been way too concerned about the poor. Now, poor, when people hear the word poor, they think of one thing. But see, the word poor is not just talking about one thing. It's talking about several things.
Amen.
It's talking about feeling a need.
Mm-hmm.
And there are ways we can help people to see, to feel their real need, especially in good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can, at Christmas time, and make a gesture by saying, well, I'm going to take a Christmas time, get a prisoner a bunch of cigarettes, and I'm going to take them some, you know, tobacco
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. Now, many people, you know, they have a desire good, but
mm-hmm.
they don't realize that's not the good that they need, of course. But
right.
in attempt, and even the churches, many churches with Christmas time, pictures, prisoners, some tobacco, cigarettes, and a few of them, and now the other things, like personal things, toilet things, were good. But they don't, they're ignorant of this, that if that's not the good, giving them the cigarette or giving them that's not the thing that was going to help them, even though I think many people think they are doing good.
Mm-hmm.
They think they're blessed, but they're not.
Yeah.
What if every Christian church in that community would bond themselves together where they see people laying on the street, orphaned,
mm-hmm.
homeless, helpless,
mm-hmm.
cast out? What if they would say, we can do something for them?
Mm-hmm.
All of the senior citizens that we are blessed to have, because many nations don't have anything. So even the worst senior citizen place is much better than those people who are laying in the nations who have no care.
Yeah.
Every community, mm-hmm. practically in a big city, has medical clinics.
Mm-hmm.
We are blessed with so many medical clinics where no
mm-hmm.
nations in some areas don't have one in 100 or 200 miles.
Amen.
Just
don't
think
do.
About it. There are medical needs. And Jesus
Amen.
Is always concerned about people's health. And so when the doctors and the nurses are ministers of God, though people don't think that doctors and ministers are ministers of God because they're doing good to help them to live. See, there are ministries in natural things as well as in spiritual things. See, people get the
mm-hmm.
idea that the only way you minister to people is only, quote, spiritual things. But everything
mm-hmm.
that you do for good is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? Because mm-hmm. every good thing comes from God.
Amen.
Whether it's in
Amen.
A natural or anything. Because when Jesus saw them, they were hungry. He said, well, I ain't got time to be feeding y'all. I got to tell you about this and that. But Jesus stopped and said, feed them.
Mm-hmm.
So God, Jesus is concerned about your needs in this life, in this earth. Not just only make sure you go to heaven, but you got to see
Amen.
Heaven. If you see heaven brought to earth, then you can know that heaven is real when you see people with heavenly love reveal that love to you. Then they
yeah.
can see heaven as being meeting my needs. What
mm-hmm.
if all the churches within a 5-mile block where we live, Christian churches especially, since they said
mm-hmm.
they had the same hope, and they would say, the walls, and let Jesus be known.
Mm-hmm.
Drop the denomination
mm-hmm.
wall. Let Christ be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
I know
Amen.
We don't see the eye to eye on everything, but we see the eye that Jesus Christ is the Lord and Redeemer, so we see that.
Amen.
And so that's ground floor. Let's
Amen.
See what we can do, showing
mm-hmm.
the people in our community that one answer, because
mm-hmm.
we are one in knowing that Jesus Christ is the Redeemer and Lord. Now, you don't think that that's a mighty work, but see, God always starts at a place and doing work that you think is not mighty. Because he always starts at small things before there can be any great things.
Amen.
See, everything has a small beginning somewhere. A seed, before a crop can come to faith, one seed has to be planted.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
See, love is contagious, just like a disease is contagious.
Mm-hmm.
The coronavirus spread because they spreaded it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take that same seed of love and start spreading it, it will become contagious.
Yeah.
And people said, where is that love that I see coming? Well, those people over there, I see demonstrating some kind of love. I'm drawn to that because I see that I need love. And love is the attention to somebody's need. Love is not a religious thing. Love is a revelation of what God cares about us and humanity in caring for your needs.
Amen.
A lot of people equate the love of God and the love of humanity is the only thing that can get a dog to wear his tail or a cat to say mew. If you don't believe it, the cat that comes to your door, when I moved in this place, there was a cat started coming to my back door. Now, when you ignore him, he know that he'll go away. But then he'll come to your door and he'll cry for help. And he'll cry for help. And he'll hang around. And then if you start putting that food out, then he'll start freaking up.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I done found me a home. And you give him some more, he said, I done found me a permanent home. And I ain't got to be a tramp on the street running around trying to catch a rat. So,
amen.
And the dog would come around looking mean. We throw him a piece of bread. The next thing he knew, he's back at that door again.
Amen.
And he doesn't forget where he got the bread at.
Amen.
He thinks because he went away and went down the block that he don't know how to find his way back.
Mm-hmm.
But next day, that same dog be barking at your car when you get in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he ain't got a good memory because what? He got a taste of somebody caring.
Amen. Amen.
And he didn't forget. And he started wagging his tail every time
Amen.
That's called a smile.
Mm-hmm.
That's our dog's smile.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen. Wherever we go, we plant a seed. We are seed sowers.
Amen.
Seed is not sowing. Church is learning, equipping. The church is to equip you, to strengthen you, edify you, and instruct you.
Amen.
But people think that's all they're going to do to be churchy.
Hmm.
But they're not called to be churchy in the sense that Christ says, because Christ has a different view about bringing people together, and he called them a body of what? Seeds of sowers of seeds.
Amen.
And so the body of believers, wherever they are, four walls cannot contain the believers.
Amen.
It never was the four walls that's where you learn and gather together and strengthen and edify and build yourself up, but it's not to contain what God can put in us in Christ. It was not to be left within the four walls.
Amen.
That's why so many people think they have done something when they just went to the learning school, which is supposed to be the Bible, to the church, and they think, I've been very religious. Yeah, you may have been religious, but when you did not spread the seed and spread the love and give it away, then you not only religious, but you become a Pharisee.
Amen.
So I don't want to be either there.
Amen.
I don't want to be none of them.
Amen.
Right.
I don't want to be none of them.
Amen.
Now,
thank you, Jesus.
Well, glad to hear from you, brothers and sisters. I had my, can we say hello, Jesus? At least we can say hello.
Hello, Jesus.
Hello,
Jesus.
Hello, Jesus.
Hello, can we say hello to our brothers that are across the sea in North Korea and Iraq and Iran and Philippines and Africa and Russia? They're having a hard time. Say hello to them. We love you. We're praying for you. We love you.
Yes.
We care about
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen. Hello. We praying for you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Can you say to the widows who husbands are in prison for the gospel's sake, who are taking away their children who are enlisted in the army at 8, 9, 10 years old.
Yes.
The heartache that these women have.
Yes.
Sitting there holding fast to Jesus, to the word of God, in spite of it all, and saying, Jesus, uphold me and comfort me.
Yes.
I lost my children. I lost my husband for you.
Yes,
I lost my home because of you, but I'm holding on anyway.
Yes, Lord.
Anyway.
Amen.
Lord,
smile upon those widows on those lands.
Amen.
In China.
Yes.
In Kabul.
Amen.
In Kenya, in Sudan, in Syria, Saudi Arabia, Ethiopia.
Yes, Lord. Smile
wherever in the bonds. In those places, dark places, Russia, China, North Carolina, all of those places where tyranny rules, the good people, the honest people who are crying out, the widows who are moaning over the loss
of
their church being burned, their husband being taken away, being killed.
Yes.
Lord, shine your grace upon them.
Yes.
And we say tonight, wherever we are heard, if you would let us know by any way, by letter or by phone or net internet or whatever way that's available, let us know what we can do to help you and aid to you.
Amen.
Within our limited view, limited provision, we will try to help you in any way we can that we have. The means
Amen.
To do so.
Amen.
I commend your sister, Helen, who has the ministry to children. Sister Dee's had the same type, hard Mother Crockett, especially had that type of ministry, even Sister Lessa for children and for the broken runaway girls who needed their mothers. Sister Dee's will open a home to all those young ladies who her lives were 13, 14, 15, running to her house because that was her love. That was her grace given to her. Everyone has a position and a type of love to minister to people.
Amen.
If they would let it come out and reach somebody, someone, in some way.
Amen.
Now, I want to read something. I got 3 minutes to read this. The ministry of Elijah in these last days has not been understood by many believers because they've been told that all things have been fulfilled and the next thing, Jesus, is coming. They've left out an important part of the plan of God, and they're good, wonderful, some of the great prophets and apostles and pastors and loving and caring men. They just have not been seeing this part of God's plan called restitution, Elijah coming.
Amen.
It's not that they're not God's people.
Mm-hmm.
It means that they have not understood or they have not heard.
Amen.
Or the tradition of men that closed the book and said, nothing else is to happen unless the rapture and Jesus come. Those are good people, men of God's people. It's just that they lack the light
Mm-hmm.
And some ignore certain scriptures.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're in a place where traditions of men presume that all things are fulfilled and they are not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They love God. They love Christ. Mm-hmm. They are redeemed. Mm-hmm. And they do a great work in them.
Amen.
So I commend all the people redeeming Christ doing a great work for Christ. The messenger commend and speak well of all those Christians that God has set out to do a work, and they are fulfilling it more so than we are. Okay. The ministry of Elijah in these last days, I'm going to read out, there is no prophet in the Bible. Now, Jesus is often called a prophet, but he is not a prophet. This is another error that men make. Jesus was not a prophet. Jesus is not a prophet. No, neither was he born a prophet. Neither was he a prophet. He was the very creator and redeemer, the Emmanuel, the Son of God, who came in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He is the one that sent all the prophets.
Amen.
The word sent all the prophets in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So he did not make himself a prophet.
Amen.
He sent the prophet.
Amen.
All
Amen.
The prophets were sent by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So many people mistake and think Jesus is a prophet, and even Israel thought he was a great prophet because they didn't want to accept that he was the Messiah, the Redeemer.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
God in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's say this. There is no prophet in the Bible. Jesus is our Lord and our Redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no other prophet in the Bible that gets more honor from the Lord Jesus than this prophet.
Amen.
So all the prophets that he sent in the world, Moses and Enoch and Melchizedek, the king of Salem, and Isaiah, and Noah, they did a great work in that day. But none, no prophet in the whole existence of God's plan gets more honor and respect when Jesus said in Matthew's, there is not greater a prophet born of woman.
Amen.
Why would he say that? That don't make no sense to me, especially if I'm limited in my understanding of what there is no greater prophet born of a woman than John. Now, I didn't write that, so don't get mad at me.
Amen.
Take it to Jesus.
Amen.
Don't come up with your traditional thinking why he said that. Let ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you if you read the Bible.
Amen.
Then he says, to honor and respect to John's ministry, he says in the same 11th chapter, Matthew's and Luke 7, he is more than a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute. I'm giving double honor to this man that's coming. Who is this that's more than a prophet? Jesus says he's more than a prophet.
That's right.
Amen.
What is more than a prophet? More than Moses? Than Daniel? Than Noah?
Mm-hmm.
Why is he given such honor? Jesus said he's the messenger of the covenant. Malachi 3.
Amen.
Then he says, I'm going to tell you some things, but he knew they weren't going to understand. The eyes weren't going to be open until after the Holy Ghost that came. There are, in the Bible, 18 or more things said about this prophet that Jesus spoke of in the 11th chapter, in the 17th chapter of Matthew. Elijah must restore all things. I'm going to stop here. Elijah must. There are 18 or more prophets that speaking about the ministry of this one man, this one servant, in the end time. Well, No other prophet is given such a mission as he is.
None. Amen.
All of them did great work in their day, but none.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
All right, then we got, what, 3 minutes or 4 minutes? Yeah, okay. We don't want to take away the last 10 minutes. Why is he called the greatest prophet born of a woman? Most people say, well, he baptized Jesus. No, that wasn't it. Jesus could got any of the prophets to baptize him.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, suffer it to be so for us to fulfill all righteousness. What you mean?
Mm-hmm.
John said, I'm not worthy to baptize you when he was in the flesh.
Amen.
But Jesus said, suffer it to be so. It was to be in God's plan. Let it be
Amen.
So.
Amen. Amen.
For us to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
Let
yeah.
us fulfill all righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, his mission supersedes everything in the Bible. The only thing that's greater is when Jesus was born and died. That's the only thing greater,
mm-hmm.
our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Him his coming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all right, then, we got 5 minutes left, so I want you, sisters, I'll have to get into why he's called the greatest prophet ever born of a woman, and his mission covers over 17, 18, 19 prophecies in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, then, beloved, we love you, and we are praying for you. We want to hear from every people in Venezuela, Brazil, Mexico, Morocco, Vietnam, Thailand, Philippines, Russia, China, North Korea, Ethiopia, even Sweden and Norway. All
Amen.
Right. Come on, if anyone has
Amen.
One, they want to use these 3 or 4 minutes.
Go
ahead, beloved handmaiden.
All right. And go back. I just thank God for the word that goes forth. And tonight, I thank and I praise the Lord. It was a few weeks ago. It was a young lady that was struggling. And she had said that she was depressed and she was crying and she didn't know what to do. And so she needed somebody. She wasn't even cleaning up her small apartment that she had. So I said, well, then I will go over there. And so I was told, well, you don't need to go. But I said, no, not just to go over to clean for her, but to go over and give her the word and talk to her and to administer to her. And I thank God that I went over there. And even before I left, that she told me, she said that she felt much better. But, you know, I went over to give her a hand, and that was, you know, what the brother was talking about tonight, that the poor is not only just hungry, but it's other needs that they have. And I just thank the Lord how he blessed me when I went over there, even though when I left there, for some reason, my knee was bothering me. And that night, my knee just swole up on me as though it's for no reason at all. I don't know why. But I thank God that I did go over and minister to her.
The love does not take just one form.
Amen.
It's the fruit of our doing to meet somebody's need.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't be in India or in Haiti where it's starvation or I'm not there to give a word of life or a hand, but I can sow a prayer, and I
yeah.
can sow, some money or some help to the person that's there feeding those children, because I'm not there.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
So love sacrifice. So just I talk about this ministry I've been helping for the last 5 years to feed the hungry children in Haiti, one of the poorest places there is. And I felt led to sow a seed, though I'm not there, he's there. God sent him. So I'm a helper to my brother to sow a seed to the cries of those children. That's
Amen.
Love in action.
Amen.
Not
yeah.
just in word, but in
Amen.
Action. when sister went in her house to lift and clean, not just give her the word, but show her the word by helping her in her need.
Amen.
That's how they recognize Jesus.
Amen.
So let's learn that love is an action of what the character of Jesus in us. It may be, I may have to take this in another form that said, Jesus loves me. Let's see what that need is. All right, then. We love you, thanks. And we are grateful to our brother. He's always here to help. And I'm grateful to Brother Nate Avanya Hart that he's always steadfast to give aid. And I'm grateful for that because he has, like some of you, I'm grateful to you that some of you have families and children and all of you and husbands. And so I'm grateful that your husband will allow you to come. Now, don't get mad at me, I'll say. Don't get mad at me. I want to say I commend the husbands because they are your husband in your head and you're subject to them. And I know you don't, a lot of Christians don't believe that, but they shouldn't read the Bible again. And but anyway, praise the Lord. I'm grateful for your help, for being here, that we're seeking to sow a seed to the world in unity, and we're grateful to you. I hope you would talk to a few of the other sisters about getting a prayer together and Zooming. If it's just three of you all, maybe one in that place, one in that place, maybe you all could begin to heal the breach that exists. I talked to Gladys Gaston Moore, and she's been talking to me again. I just got off the phone with her. She's anxious to be a part. She's all alone, like many people are scattered, one here, one there. So let's remember one another. And one that has the courage and the daring and the faith and the leadership to do and fear not. All right, we love you. We pray for the orphans and the widows and those in prison across the land and the Jerusalem people. We pray for Jerusalem and the Jews that are in there and many other lands. Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, Lord said the same. Tomorrow we will have another broadcast. Look for the advertisement then. So once again, as for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate with Sister Dickens and Sister Anderson. We love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless. God bless.